All right. God is good. God is good. All right. Today we want to talk about the Abrahamic covenant. The Abrahamic covenant. In Hebrew, it's called Berit. Berit. B-E-R-I-T-H. Berit. And a covenant can have different meanings. It can sometimes be a will. Last will and testament, that kind of will, where the disposer, the testator, makes a testament which depends upon his death. Unless he dies, you don't inherit. You don't get anything until a death takes place, till blood is shed, till the person that's alive through the blood, the life is in the blood, no longer has that life. But then, and that is one word which is very close to a covenant or an agreement or some kind of arrangement. Actually, the word has other meanings. One, there's called the Old Covenant, Palaya. Palaya, that means old, like paleology, old covenant. And in Greek, that word palaia is attached to the word diatheke, D-I-A-T-H-I-K-E-I. Diatheke, say that, diatheke. So let's put diatheke on the left, my left hand over here, diatheke, and this will be over here, sun titamai, which is the same as saying sunthike. So this one means together with. So something is put in order together with. In other words, you're putting something in arrangement. You're arranging a relationship where each part has a role. So the sunthike would be over here on the left, the together with under the law, the old covenant. And this would be the new covenant over here, which is diatheke, one-sided, unilateral, bilateral. Two, one here, God only. So here, even though the arrangement is for us, it does not include our cooperation. This is so important to get a hold of. In the law, if you keep the law, you've met the condition, God blesses you. If you don't keep the law, you're cursed, period. The law of sin and death. So the old covenant, palaio sun titamai, that is the old covenant, which is contrasted with the new one, diatheke, which is one-sided, completely by faith. You get a hold of this one by faith, this one by works. Here you do something to meet your condition. Over here, you do nothing. The only thing that qualifies you here is to be a sinner. You have to be a sinner. In other words, if you broke this one, then this one is made available. If you break this one, then this one is made available. So it's only for sinners. You have to be a sinner. So have some of you practiced that a little bit? And if you have, then this one is good news. This one is completely over here, has no good news in it because it depends on you behaving. So over here, if you behave, you get blessed. In other words, if you perform, you get a relationship with God that is favorable. Over here, if you relate to God, then you perform because he does it, and he does it all. He forgives you, then he perfects you, cleanses you, and then he marries you. And so everything over here is good news, everything over here is bad news because it depends on you. How many know that little kids can misbehave? Little kids, thank God when we get bigger, we learn how to behave. Amen. But little kids misbehave. Why? I don't know. They just are like that. There's just something in them that wants to say no or that wants to disobey. And so since it depends on them, they're just not good at being dependable. Little kids cannot be dependent upon to keep their promises or their words or their obligations. So little kids do not behave well. And sooner or later they'll go, no. And they have a little snotty attitude too. I don't want to. And so that is the nature of little kids. And you can't change it. You cannot change it. So under the law, when you sin, you die. That's the result. You're under a curse, and the curse is that you'll be cut off from God forever. Over here, on the other hand, you don't do anything. You can misbehave, and this is only for people that misbehave. You get the gospel. The good news is that God, who has no law over him to do it, he just simply wants to. He doesn't have to. He wants to. You can't obligate him either. All you can do is act upon it if you trust him and believe in him. So here it's faith, here it's works. Here it's works, here it's faith. So these are the two ways of doing a covenant. Now, since we all broke the law over here, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody fell short of your destiny, your purpose in living. Your purpose in living was to worship God with all your heart and soul and strength and to love your neighbor as yourself. In other words, the same way you take care of yourself, you preserve yourself, you love yourself, you want blessing for yourself, you do that for others. Why? Because God will then bless you. So there you'd have to realize that if I do it, then of course I get the blessing. But if I don't do it, I don't get the blessing. I get cut off. So that's what's wrong. But the Jewish people to this day still, many of them, not all of them, most Jewish people today no longer want to follow this law thing. It's too heavy. It's too difficult. You'd have to be perfect as God's perfect. You'd have to be holy as God is holy. You'd have to be able to keep his law and not make even one flaw, one problem. Over here, I like this one better. For me, this one works better for me. Is where God makes the promise. Over here, he makes a command. Over here, he makes a promise. I'll do everything. I'll forgive you. I'll sanctify you. I'll glorify you. I'll do everything to make you ready to be my bride. You don't have to do a thing. Now, this one is better for me. I am like a little child. I never did grow up. I'm still bad, evil, fall short on a daily basis, right? And thank God I have a wife who knows the law and can measure me and does so. She's very faithful to always point out all the ways in which I have done something wrong. And I'm sloppy about it so much so. It's a blessing. It truly is a blessing to have a wife like Peggy. Otherwise, I would get away with murder. So she keeps me totally, and I love it. I love being told that you're wrong, because I know this good news over here, and I use it on her all the time. Peggy, Jesus loves me. Do you love me? Oh, you don't? Okay, you go to hell. So it's a little difficult for her to get me and keep me, because I am such a rascal. Is anyone else here liketh unto me? Kind of naughty, naughty, naughty. And even though I'm a Christian and a pastor, and a wonderfully faithful pastor, even though I am, yet I still, I don't know, just this little Dickens in me that doesn't want to pay attention too long. I have I'm okay for a few seconds. And then I just deviate, derogate, and fall away, you know, too quickly. Is anyone else like that? You know, I know all the rules. I know all the rules. I just don't keep them. And I don't want to, and I'm not going to. Even though I'm a Christian. So unless God does it all, I'm finished. Because there's no way I'd go to heaven based on my works, based on my good behavior. Now, all churches don't teach what I teach. They teach the opposite. They actually want you to behave. And so even though they say grace, mercy, they actually teach and act and really are pleased when people behave. This is the only church where you don't have to behave. You don't have to. I don't want you to. I want Jesus to do everything. Amen. And you know he's slow. You know that people start out and then they just don't go very far. But I love it. I feel so at home with people that are not good. Amen? I love sin. It never bothered me. I was never guilty about being guilty. I mean, I knew I was guilty, but I never felt guilty about doing wrong things. I enjoyed it. I was proud of it, actually. The very thing you're not supposed to do is the very thing that I thought. Even if I didn't always do it, I only didn't always do it because you were looking. But when you weren't looking, I would do it. I don't know. Has anybody else had that rascality? I don't know if that's a fruit of the Spirit or not, but it's what I have. I have that. And I've worked on it. No, I actually am so lazy. I don't work on anything. I don't work on marriage. I don't work being a pastor. I don't work on anything. But I do what I want to do. And you know what? I want to actually love my wife. I want to. And I want to tell you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Yeah. I want to. But nobody's making me do it. I just want to. Because over here, you're not under a law. You're under the gospel. So I drink all the whiskey I want to drink. I do. I just drink all I want to drink. I don't ever drink any, but if I wanted to, I would. And then nobody can stop me. You don't even know what I could do at home. Things when no one's looking. And so on and so forth. So I have all the affairs that I want, and I do, but I don't want any. Why? I'm totally happy with just Peggy nagging at me. I love it. I love it. And she is gifted at it. You're laughing, but you have no idea. You have no idea what it's like to have a wife that just always is keeping me under the law over here. Amen? Are there any other wives here that... And this is so foolish of women. Completely foolish. No woman can actually control a man. I don't know if you've discovered that. They're out of control. They're out of control. They're just completely unreliable. Amen. Now, you're not going to hear this in most other churches. It doesn't mean they're wrong. They're just that they're wrong. They're wrong. Because this is the truth, that God designed the gospel for people who mess up, for people that fall short, for people who don't ever catch on. Now, it's one thing to get head knowledge. How many know I have head knowledge? I know the law inside and out. I know you're supposed to do it, and I want to. Just don't do it. And when I want to, I want to. But that's the Holy Spirit. I don't ever say, I did that. If there's any change in me, it's totally Jesus. So the diatheke over here, where it's one-sided, where God does it all, I'm totally into that. Because if he's into that, then you can't stop me from loving you. I can just do it freely. I don't have to do it, but I want to do it. So if anybody ever receives anything good from me, it wasn't from me. It was from God. So here, the relationship precedes the performance. Over here, the performance must precede the relationship. God will cut you off if you don't perform. But over here, God doesn't want you to perform. He wants to perform for you and then in you. And then work through you. So, I don't know. It works for me. I don't know if it works for anybody else. You've never seen me unhappy. You've never seen me angry or upset or anything. I'm always happy. Why? I love this good news. It is so good. You know why? It works perfectly. Jesus does his part. I do mine. Nothing. I'm so good at doing nothing. You know, laziness is, I don't think it's a gift of the Spirit, but I am totally apart from him. I can do nothing. So I'm into the Bible because the Bible actually describes all of that. And it says, you know, don't do this, but that's under the law. But over here it says, do this, which is what? Which is just believe. What must we do to be doing the works of God, the will of God, please God? What do we have to do? Only believe. That's so easy. It's so easy. What am I believing? A law? No. I'm believing a promise that God made that he'd never leave me or forsake me. That he can't. And I know he's eternal, so I'm eternal. Did you hear that? See how cheap that was on my part? God is eternal, and he said he'd never leave me. So therefore, since he's eternal, and he's hooked up with me, and he's never going to leave me, then I'm eternal. So no matter how many bad things I do or don't do or whatever, he obligated himself. Too bad for God. He picked me. I didn't pick him. He picked me. Did you see that? He came to me and said, Jim, will you marry me? What's your offer? What do I get if I'm married to you? Everything. I'll take it. I like it. Don't even explain the details. It sounds good to me. Oh, but do you realize I'm not any good? Yes, I do. That's why I chose you. Ah, perfect. What a God. I like our God better than the Buddha God. I like our God better than the Mohammedan God. We have to chop somebody's head off to get the virgins and all the beer. I like our God better. I like our God a lot better. Do y'all see that? I mean, none of you would be a Muslim wanting to chop heads off to get the beer. Unless you're 18. If you're an 18-year-old, that might appeal to you. You notice a lot of older people don't go for that, tying bombs on them. It's just the young ones. Because they get paid. They pay them to do that. I don't know if you understand that. It's a job. And that's how you can solve the unemployment problem. No, I'm serious. And they got lots of oil money. They got lots of money to pay off those deals. I'm not mocking it. I'm just simply telling you, it's not my religion. It wouldn't work for me. I am no good at keeping rules and laws and behaving. I just can last a few seconds. And I am good for a few seconds. I really am. I'm awesome. But then I tire of it. And I want to go do something else. Amen? So I do a lot of things that I ought not, and a lot of neglect a lot of things that I should be doing. As a matter of fact, I've postponed so much in my life that I'm always about 3 or 4 years behind. And I have to live to be 120 just to catch up to all the things that I was going to do. I had good intentions. I was going to write little kid books, you know, about all the history of the whole world, because nobody's ever done it. Nobody's ever figured out all of the dates and stuff, but I have. So I've always wanted to write a little book for little kids with pictures and stuff to show them how the whole history of the world works and when were the dinosaurs and everything. How does it all work? Instead of the billions and millions of years nonsense. You know, just tell them the truth, exactly what it says in the Bible. It all works, by the way. All the numbers work. But you can read it and you won't find out. Why? Because there's little secrets in there. You can't figure it out. And God deliberately does that because he's funny. He is. He's funny. Did you know God has a sense of humor?
Yeah.
It's kind of like swallowing a camel and straining out a gnat. It's like, that is so funny. Don't you think that's funny? I think that's funny. Imagine a person swallowing a camel and then straining out a little gnat. You know, that to me is silly. But he is making a point that people do the silliest things. They'll swallow death and then let life go. It's amazing. They'll take, instead of a free gift, they'll work at it so they can be proud. I don't want to be proud. Why? Because if you're proud, you fall. The minute you get up on your high horse, he knocks you off. Does anybody notice that? The minute you begin to think, you know what, I really am an awesome person, boom. The next thing, you know, you got to fall apart. So do you all get this? This is fun. This is good news. Did you know this is called good news? Good news means you can smile. Did you know that God only has one goal for you? Happiness. That's all. No other God. No other God can give you happiness. I mean, not just for 5 minutes or an hour, but forever and ever. And I am. I am. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because you might forget it. He's watching it. Always be happy. Is everybody always happy? Always, always, always. And when people sin against you, ha ha ha, you just laugh and turn your back on your problems. Did you know that life is rigged? It's kind of like God knows it. He didn't make it that way. But he rigged it so that you can't do anything without him. It's kind of funny. He made a world where the whole world would have to depend on him for everything. And he made it that way so you could never be independent of him. Yeah. And what did men do? Independent. The first thing women ask, I want to be my own boss. I want to get a red convertible. I want to do this. I want to have loud music. I can hardly wait to get out of this family so I can do my own thing. People are stupid. Did you know that when you get out of your family unit, there's nothing but laws out there and wicked people and jealous people and so on and so forth? I mean, it's a mean world out there. Amen?
Amen?
It's not nice. It's not nice. There's no heaven on earth. We're the only light. Thank God we're the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Thank God, so that people can see how they should have lived. I think everybody's following us, actually. Y'all didn't see the joke there. If we're the light, golly, it must be a 2 watt or something. I don't know what it is. I mean, if it's really dark, I guess we have some light, a little match or something. You are the light of the world, the salt of the earth, and so on. I don't know if we've really achieved everything yet. I think there's a little left. I think there's a little left. But thank God for Hillary and Trump. And so I'm sure they'll help us. They'll help us. Now, Hillary's completely over here. I don't know if you know this. Hillary's completely over here. The idiot Trump is over here. Why? Because he's naughty. He's constantly naughty. And he even tells on himself, you know. So Peggy was wanting me to be one of the 25 pastors that inform him, you know, and kind of, you know, help him to understand. So, yeah, I ain't doing it. He's a jerk. He's an idiot. He's a fool. He just says whatever he wants to say and do whatever he wants to do. And so I love it. But he is a Christian. He is a Christian. And he believes in America and so on and so forth. What's wrong with him? You see, even though he sinned, he doesn't hide them. So he's not a hypocrite, thank God. He's just open about the whole thing. Yeah, I'm on my third marriage and, you know, you never know and so on and so forth. And I love it. He's my kind of guy. I'm for him. I'm all for him. Totally for him. I should be one of the 25. In fact, I should be the first one. Now, but over here you have to behave. Hillary wants everyone to be a village and get along and let's all be friendly and let's unify everybody and we'll all sing kumbaya, 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 you know. And yet she wants to do it. You know, they only brought the Jesus in because of Trump's recent Jesus thing, you know, and the flags and all that. Because they want to appeal not only to their own base, which is shrinking, but they also want to bring on, you know, our base too, in case there's any stragglers and so on, get a hold of. Anyway, I'm just having fun. I've always had fun. I've always had fun. I don't know if anybody else has. It's in the Bible. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. The Lord. And when the Greek says the definite article, that means there is no other. So happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. If it says the true and living God, it means the others are all false and dead and no gods at all. So I have no interest in any of the religions of the world that are all over here. All the religions of the world are over here. Ours is the only one that worships the true and living God. Why? Because he does everything, so I just thank him. The thanksgiving is not a good work. It's just a response to the fact that all the work's been done so that I can be happy. And I'm thankful for that. I'm grateful for a God who could include me in the team. Because I can ruin any team I join. I mean, Peggy learned that right away. You know, my sister learned that before Peggy learned it. That, you know, I was not really a knight in shining armor who cared, who gave a rip for anything. I never cared except for myself. I just always took care of myself. I didn't care for anybody else. And I never understood that. Why would anyone want to take care of somebody else when you just take care of yourself? I mean, Peggy, you do the cooking and the sewing and go to work and I'll stay home, pray, read the Bible, and so on. So there you have it, you know. So, you know, I just always took advantage of people who had no guilt over it. It's kind of like, well, you were dumb enough to marry me, so go for it. Hello? Hello? Okay, so was she a fool? Yes. Yes. But I took advantage of that. I it's okay with me because I love guilt-ridden people. I love people that have to keep the law. Now, they never do, but they try. I never even try. I don't even try. I never have. But here's the secret. The secret is, actually, because of Jesus, love changed me. Man. I don't know. I didn't even try. I didn't do anything. He did it all, just like he said. He made a promise. Jim, I will love you as you are. Then I'll bring you to my house and fix you all up, clean you up, and then marry you. It's like, okay with me. Go for it, Jesus. You take the burden, I get the blessing. Woohoo! I don't know why that's not appealing. That to me is appealing. Where I don't have to do a thing. I don't have to stop being bad, and I don't have to start being good. I don't do a thing. And he does it all. To me, that is good news. Yes. That's good news. I mean, no, that's the truth. I mean, for me, it's the truth. I don't care about anybody else getting it. I don't care if anybody ever comes to this church or does anything. I don't care. I got it. I love this message. And I just got it out of the book. Amen? Amen. I got it out of the book. Amen. I think you'd understand what it is not to behave.
Yes.
Amen. It's good. So that's why we're pals. Because you don't have to behave. Not in this house. In this house, people that misbehave are the same as people that behave. There's no difference. God's not a respecter of persons. He doesn't see all that niceness over here. He just sees over here sinners. You have to be a sinner to get this good news thing. He'll never offer it to a self-righteous person over here. Anybody who behaves over here doesn't get this good news. This is only for sinners. Think not, saith the Lord, that I came for the righteous. I came for sinners who repent. Now, the word repent means this, that I decided that God's good news was better than my working. I decided it was better to be, you know, just enter his rest than it was to labor. Come unto me, all you that labor are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle, lowly of heart. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. I loved it. What a message. What a message. First, it was just intellectual in my head. I was a pastor long before I was a Christian. I mean, I went through school and I had all the head knowledge. And I learned all the things you weren't supposed to do and all the things you were supposed to do, but I didn't pay attention to them. I don't want to do all those things. It sounds like work. And I don't want to do behave yourself stuff. I don't want that. I just want to take free gifts. I just want everything for free. Is there anybody else? Is that good for anybody else? I mean, if you're a proud person, maybe that you want some reward for your goodness. But I don't want any reward for my goodness because I've never been good. But I get it for free because Jesus was good for me and he subbed for me. Jim, don't worry about it. Though you have to die because of your sin, I'll die for you. Huh, cool. That covers that. Not only that, then I'll give you my Holy Spirit. Wow. Okay. What does he do? He'll clean you up. Do I have to help? No. He'll do it all by himself? Yeah. Okay. Give me one of those Holy Spirits. I got him. Speak in tongues and have miracles and signs and wonders and so on. Did you know that God never, ever does anything except it's a miracle? Did you know that everything you do is not a miracle? It's nothing. It's nothing. Everything that you do, man in his best state. Altogether vanity, nothing. You see that? When man is at his best, he's nothing. Because he sinfully did it without faith. I like the faith thing. Totally rely on Jesus to love me and forgive me just as I am. Have you ever had a bad thought? I mean, you didn't do anything bad, but you had a thought. She's fat. You know, something like that. He's stupid. You ever had those thoughts? They just come into your head. You don't have to even try to think them. They just kind of like go in. It's like, he's stupid. Why is he here? And so on. Have you ever had those kind of thoughts? That'll send you straight to hell. I mean, because you're not supposed to have those thoughts. You're supposed to love him with all your heart and all your soul and all your strength. With everything in you is supposed to be nice. I'm not. And I've never even tried. I haven't even gotten to the starting gate. And Peggy, when she married me, she had this illusion that he didn't know I was going to be a pastor because I don't look like the type that would be. But anyway, but here I am. And then she thought, you know, I don't think I want to be a minister's wife because they have to, you know, do a lot. And I'm already doing so much and I hate doing more. Because don't they check your closets and everything and try to find out, don't you have to be the leader and so on? And I told her, no, you don't have to do anything. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. No, yeah, they're watching you like a hawk. Well, let them watch, you know. Boo. Just be yourself, Peg. Just relax. But she thought, well, I'm already used to, you know, doing good. So I'm probably halfway there. Until she realized that I had no religion in me. None. Zero. No morals. No religion. I didn't have a relationship with God or a relationship with, you know, morals, liking people and so on. People are boring. You ever notice that about people? Wicked. You ever notice that? not dependable. Have you ever noticed that about people? People are just not, I mean, it'd be better to have a dog. It'd be better to get a goldfish, you know, something that won't, you know, attack you, won't, you know, go against you. All you got to do is feed them. Just put some food in there and they're happy. And our cat's like that. It puts hair all over your legs and stuff. And get away. You know, I like you so much. Well, I don't like you. Get away. Get away. But she, this little, I got her when she was a kitten. And she just still loves me. She still comes around. I don't care what you do to her. It just, it's a he, actually. But all cats are she's. Dogs are he's and cats are she's. You know, so I, Peggy says, you didn't, he's offended. He is offended you called her she. Well, she is a she. She's a cat. Cats. I don't like cats. I don't like them. You can't even herd them together. did you ever notice that about cats? They're very independent. But anyway, this one is very friendly, but you have to feed the cat. And I taught her a little trick when she was a little bitty kitten. I taught her how to come up on the door with her feet and kind of like, you know, say, I'm ready for food. And she still does it. He. This, I just can't think of a cat as he. But anyway, it's very, I guess the males are friendly. I don't know. But this one really loves me. And no matter where I go, if I'm out in the lawn or doing something, they just kind of get on me and want to be around me. And so, and I have no warmth in me. I have no love. I have no concern. Why am I telling you this? Because this is what the Bible says. It says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Yes. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So everybody over here is wasting their time. This is all vain, empty, ridiculous over here. Stop it. Stop. Don't do it anymore. This over here is all free. It's all wonderful. He does it all. Just all you can do is thank him, praise him, adore him. And you only do that because he did everything. And he is everything. And he wants to marry you. It's like, wow. He's my Savior. He's my Lord. He's my bridegroom. He's my all in all. And I literally live this way. I'm not saying something I don't live. I totally believe that Jesus is my only friend. The only one that loves me unconditionally, Debbie. You tried that husband thing. Don't do it again. Now, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. It doesn't work. Unless you have a great sense of humor. Yeah. And you're a little bit too intense for, yeah, you're a little bit too intense for that. So I wouldn't try that. You're better off with just Jesus. You know what I mean? Because he doesn't change. He's like the cat. He's just always the same. All right. All I'm trying to tell you is this good news is good, 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 good. It fits real people, not artificial people. Real people. Real people sin. Does anybody notice that? Everybody? Everybody sins. All have sinned and fallen short. I don't know. That kind of settles it for me. All have sinned and fallen short. That means everybody's just like me. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad? That's pathetic. If everybody's like me, you're in trouble. On this side. But on this side, you're in Christ. Better to be in Christ. Why? Because he does everything. I don't believe there's another actor in the universe that can behave. What I just said is very important. I don't believe anyone else is good but God. And I don't think anyone else. Everybody wants happiness. Nobody ever finds it. Nobody finds it. Nobody has ever found it. The pursuit of happiness. You know, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a pursuit because nobody finds it. No, seriously. And you know, Hillary will give it to you. Oh, yeah, we'll provide happiness for everybody. You have a job and you'll have free toothpaste and whatever they give, you know, just, you know, go to school forever and so on. But you know what? It's not going to make anybody happy, and it never has and it never will. So too bad for communism and socialism and all those ridiculous things. So the pursuit of happiness is this. Here's the end of it. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. Totally passive. Totally passive on your part. No active. No qualifying. All you can do is be a sinner who repents. And so I'm taking it. I'm taking it. How much did I pay? Nothing. Nothing. I just came as I was. He bought me as is. He said, Jim, you're the one I'm looking for. Me? I don't think so. I'll ruin the team you put me on. If you have a church and it's nice, I'll ruin it. Amen. I don't have to even try. I just will. Because I'm a scandal. How many know that as a Christian, you are a scandal to the rest of the world? I mean, they just think, wow, how could you believe in that? How could you believe that you don't have to behave? How could you believe you don't have to do anything? How can you believe that God does everything? That's the kind of God I need. I need that kind of God, where God does everything and he only wants one thing, my happiness. It's all God's ever thinking about. All his thoughts are thoughts of peace toward me. He just wants, Jim, be at peace, be at rest. Don't labor, don't work, don't worry, don't be care. Just be carefree, free of care. Woo! That's easy to qualify. That is so easy to qualify. Let's say you have a bad thought. He accepts it. It's his responsibility. He promised. Jim, take every thought captive to the word of God. That was over here on the law side. I don't know how to do it. That's okay. I'll take care of it. Okay. So now all my thoughts are thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise you because of who you are. So do you have a love affair with Jesus? I do. Did I work at it? No. He's the one that chose me. I've never even seen him. I just read the book. I constantly read this book. I read it all the time. I love it. Hours and hours. I am such a mess that if I don't read it, I will be unbearable. Is there anybody else liketh unto me? It's just unbearable. So, just, I don't know, too intense. I'm like Debbie, too intense. I'm not like, you know, your son there. Crockett, he's not intense. He's kind of laid back and happy all the time. Yeah, just because we ruined him when he was little. He heard the good news and he thought it was serious. But me and Debbie and also my friend here, we're not that good. Try as we may, we can't behave too long. Maybe nanosecond. That's about it. I'm surprised you're still married. It's amazing. It's a miracle. Must be a wonderful man right there. Well, maybe that's not true either. You deserved each other, right? Yeah, okay. But still, you see, God guarantees everything. He guarantees this world have peace on earth, goodwill to men. He guarantees it. He guarantees it. It was said by the angels when he was born. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. How many know you haven't seen it, but you don't need to see it to believe it. You need to believe it to see it. You don't need to see it to believe it. You need to believe it so then you see it. That this is actually my Father's world. I'm totally at home. I'm totally at home. This is my Father's world. He's got everything rigged so that it doesn't work. Nobody finds happiness except God, who is the only one that can give you happiness, gives it to you. But he chose you. You didn't choose him. So happy is the one that trusts. Happy is the one that trusts in the one that made the promise. I have faith in his promise, but I trust him who made that promise to keep it. And when I act upon it, he acts. I didn't make him act. I can't make God act. I don't want to make God act. I don't have any army. I don't have any way to do it. I haven't behaved. When I pray, I always pray as an undeserving person. But yet I know what he calls me, a saint. That's always humorous to me. God, here is your saint. I've come again to abuse you and use you. I need you to deliver me, and I don't have a leg to stand on. How many know? Without one plea. In other words, I have no basis for my argument except this. You promised to be merciful to me, no matter how, what I did. You promised to perfect me. Don't forget, you said you love me, no matter what. How many know how to talk to God in the right way? Not, Lord, I've done everything this week. I've fasted for 4 days. And Lord, I haven't had a bad thought. I don't have any of those. Those never would occur to me to be something I'd bring up. What I could bring up is, God, I know what a failure I have been, how I've shirked everything that I was supposed to do. I have. And have mercy on me. And you know I don't believe that axe heads float. Y'all didn't catch that. There was a story in the Bible where this guy was chopping away and all of a sudden the axe head flew into the water. And they did something, or other, I don't know, it was some miracle or something. They did something that God said to do, and the thing floated right up to the top. I don't believe that. I don't believe everything in the Bible, obviously, but I do by faith. But I have no idea how that happened, and I've tried it several times. It does not work. I also did the walking on water thing.
Yeah.
I did that, walked slowly into it, and went down. And then I ran real fast, and, you know. But none of it worked. And I thought, well, so much for, you know, those words in the Bible. I don't believe he changes oil. I don't think he'll fill up my teeth when they're, you know, falling apart. There's a lot of things I don't believe in, but those are psychological doubts, not my heart. My heart believes everything God wrote. I don't even need to understand it. I don't need to see it. I don't need to experience it. I believe him. I believe God is a perfect God. Absolutely no one like him. There's no one else like him. So I didn't know how you believe, because I don't get bogged down in my... I never take myself seriously, ever. I'm not talking about myself today, though I seem to be. I'm not. I'm actually talking about you. I'm talking about you because you need to know that what God has said, he always does. Amen. And what God has said is, don't do it this way. Do it this way. This is the way, the truth, the life. Everything is here. So simple. Black, white, simple. No gray. There's no confusion here. It's either or. I'm going for the or. I'm going to take the or. Because the either didn't work. Either Jim, you behave yourself. What's the or? Or I'll bless you. I'll have Jesus die for you, then I'll have Jesus change you through the Holy Spirit, and then I'll have him perfect you so that then when I come back, I can marry you without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. Wow. Do the or one. Do the or one. I take or, option or. So this one's by faith, this one's by works. Nobody ever has done one of these. I'm not going to do that one. This one's happy right here. You can start today and be totally happy for the rest of your life. You can be happy in the worst condition. Let's say Hillary. Let's say Bernie. Let's say Cruz. Let's say the Savior Trump. It doesn't matter to me. I don't really care which one is my Savior because I don't trust them. Because they're all making promises they're not going to keep, right? And they've all got the answer, you know, vote for me and everything will be wondrous. We only have 6,000 years of experience to go by here. And I would say it's probably not going to happen. Hello, I don't know that America will be great or anything. All I know is at least this guy is not hiding. He's saying, okay, I did all that stuff and I, you know, used the system for my own benefit and so on. And, you know, whatever. And it's like, okay, at least the guy's not hiding. He's not pretending he's over here. He's too naughty for that. But there are other naughty people that don't want to say they're naughty people. And that catches up with you sooner or later. Amen? So God wants all of us to confess our sins every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. Homologeo. Say the same thing that God says about sin. Well, what problem do we have if we're over here to confess our sins about all this stuff when we're not under a law? It's nothing. It's easy to say it. Yes, Lord. I lied. But I'm not a liar because I have faith in Jesus who didn't lie, and therefore his not lying is my not lying. Therefore, that's who I am. But this is what I've done. But I'm not going to go by what I've done. I'm going to go by what you've done. You done it for me. You're doing it in me. You gave me your Holy Spirit. The Father, through the Son, reconciling the world to himself, according to the power of the Holy Spirit, changing me into the likeness of Jesus, so I'll be just like Jesus. And then I can marry him. That's great. That's a promise. You remember the guy that came into the wedding feast, and he was the only one that was dressed kind of unusually, and everybody else had the same white robe thing, kind of plain. And everybody else, you know, was there, and guy who was in charge of everything came and said, "Sir, how did you get in here? You have a suit that is not the one I sent out. How did you get the invitation to come?" Well, I said to myself, I'm going to go there with my sequins on and my cowboy hat. And, you know, I'm just going to go and show off. I got a gold vest and so on and so forth. God will reject that man. He says something like this. Take him, bind him hand and foot, cast him into the utter darkness. That guy was, you know, he dressed nicer than everybody else. God doesn't want that. He wants you to be clothed with the blood of Jesus. He wants you to be washed white in the blood of the Lamb. He wants you to take the garment he gives you, his righteousness, not yours. This is man at his best state. God doesn't want that. Doesn't want someone who behaves. He wants someone that didn't behave, who came over here and took Jesus' behavior for his. Because it's perfect here, it's not there. Man at his best state's nothing. All your righteousness, a filthy rag. It stinks. It's a stench to God. You say, oh, and I tried my best. God doesn't want you to try your best. He's already done everything. Not only does he forgive you for that, but he also has already done everything. It's all been done before the foundation of the world, before there even was a world, before there was a blade of grass or a cricket on the earth. He already had Jesus crucified. He was crucified before the foundation of the world, before there even was a world, time and space, before any of that existed. He already paid for my sin because he was only thinking of me, and all his thoughts are always thoughts of my happiness, my joy, my benefit, my blessing. I love it. I love it. I love it. How many are loving that idea? It's just an idea, a concept. It's just a word in a book. But I'm buying it. It's better than Jack and the Beanstalk, Santa Claus. This one's good. Because this one takes sinners. I think Santa Claus doesn't. Because it says, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is coming to town. And he's making a list and he's checking it twice. And he's going to find out who's naughty and nice. I don't like that one. That sounds like the devil. It does. I'm not against Santa Claus. I'm just simply saying. I don't like it where you have to behave to get it. I like to get a present that you don't have to earn. I like having stuff where you didn't do anything that was any good. Hello? I'm telling you, this kingdom is not of this world. This is a different kingdom that we're part of over here. This is a rare, small group. This is not going to be everybody. Most everybody's going to be over here. But if you were the salt and the light and you knew how good this was, they would see the way and say, if she can get in, I could get in. If he gets in, man, anybody can get in. I'm just telling you, if I could get into heaven, and I am, I'm already there. I'm already seated with Christ in heavenly places. I'm not going to go to heaven. I'm in heaven now. Spiritually, it's a spiritual thing. It's not physical. It's not intellectual or moral. It's none of those things. It's just a free gift. I don't know why it's so beautiful. It's so simple. It's so sweet. It's just, you know, either or. Either you work at it or you don't. Either God keeps his promise or he doesn't. For me, it's simple. He does. So, why do I believe it? I don't know. I don't know. I can't say. It's just the words. Faith cometh by hearing. Abraham believed. Now, it says in the fifth verse, don't worry, we're just getting started. He therefore that supplieth, ministereth, provideth you, to you, the Spirit. So whoever gives you the Spirit, and there's only one that has it, the Spirit, and there can be no other. Whoever then, he therefore that ministers, supplies, gives to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you. Two things right there. First of all, he gives you his Holy Spirit. That's powerful. And then the miracles that only he, through the Holy Spirit, does. He does the miracles too. You get both. Too powerful. Can you see that? Does everybody see that? This is really good news. I don't do miracles. I just can't. I told you I tried. I couldn't do them. But he does them, and I don't have to worry about it. So if God gives you the Holy Spirit, and then when you get the Holy Spirit, of course, that's his Holy Spirit, so miracles come. So he worketh the miracles. You don't do them. You are passive. He gives you, grants you, gifts you, something you don't deserve, And I'm passive on all that. I just take it and enjoy it. I just take it and enjoy it. It's free. It's free. I totally don't, I shouldn't get it because I didn't do what he said. God loves people that are sinners. Did you know that God loves sinners? He loves sinners that kill his son, that break all his laws. Are you aware of that? You have to be one of those. If you say, well, I would never kill Jesus, well, then you don't understand the Bible. Because you have to. Unless you crucify the Son, you're not going to be forgiven. How can you be forgiven something you didn't do? You did do it. You crucified him. Well, how is that? Well, you didn't believe in him. You didn't follow him. You didn't do what he said. You didn't do anything. You not only didn't do the law, you didn't do the gospel either. You didn't do anything. It was done for you so that you didn't have to do that he would do. I love it. Now, you don't have to love him. You can kill him. You can destroy him every day. You can do that. No problem. You don't have to grow. A lot of Christians don't. A lot of Christians are still sinning every day. Amen? Amen. That was two amens. Could I have three or maybe four? Amen. You can sin every day. You don't go to hell because you sin. You don't. And you don't go to heaven because you just simply, wanted to be a good Christian or something. You go to heaven because Jesus Christ gave it to you as a free gift. And you just believe it. That's all. Do y'all see this? I know a few of you are getting it, but you're afraid to be really happy because you think you might sin. Because if you're really happy and you're not paying attention, you will sin. Because it's kind of in you and it'll sneak out. And all of a sudden people realize, you're not nice at all. Amen? Well, I've never been nice and I'm not going to be nice ever. But Jesus Christ in me is nice through me. And then therefore people get blessed anyway. Isn't that funny? You can't imagine me having about 10 million people following me, but I've got them. Because they like it. That's funny because I haven't worked at anything. I've never done anything. Actually, I have more than 10. But I'm just telling you, all I have to do is just talk to Joel and make sure he doesn't sin. And then he has 10 million followers, so I get them all because he calls me his daddy. And so I get all those 10 million people. Yes, he's in one country. That's pretty easy. It's a lazy man's understanding of the gospel. Because the other ministers are proud of what they do. Blah, 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 blah. Look, God does everything. If anything happens, it was God. I don't think you can do a thing. I don't think anybody can do anything. Apart from you can do no thing. Nothing. Everything you do is vain. Unless the Lord build the house, they that labor in vain. So if that's really true, if that's really true, then there's nothing you can do because it's already been done. If it's been done, it's been done. And if he promises it, it's promised. It's over. And you could laugh today. You could rejoice today. You could be happy today without trying. You have to try. It's the truth. The truth will set you free. All right, who's got it? Who's got it? It's too powerful. It's too powerful. It's such good news. I'm telling you, this is not common. I just want you to know that. It's not common. You can't go to most churches. They want people to behave. As a matter of fact, they can't tell the difference between someone who behaves and someone who's born again. They can't. Because if somebody behaves, that's good. They like that. And you'd never be kicked out of the church for behaving. But in this church, you have to misbehave. You have to misbehave. And I know secretly a lot of you are doing it secretly. I know it. It's okay. It's okay. You don't have to say anything. But I know because you can tell by the lack of worship. When people are in love with Jesus, they're you can't stop them. They're just so excited. They have to tell everybody and shout and so on and so forth because they're in love. The only love in the universe is God's love. Human love is always conditional. God's unconditional over here. Now, God's love is unconditional means if you just knew that, it would change your life forever and ever. Not just for this world, but for the next. If you knew that you were loved, you were his beloved, he didn't love Jesus more than he loves you. He loves you exactly as he loves Jesus Christ. So much so that he had Jesus die for you. That's a big price. His blood counts, yours doesn't. You could die and it doesn't count for anything. But his blood is precious. Because everything that God does is perfect, and Jesus was his son and is his son. And therefore, it's perfect. So it's over. Are y'all happy?
Amen.
I know it's by faith. You don't have to feel it. You don't have to understand it. You are happy. Say it. I'm happy. I couldn't be happier. I'm radiantly happy. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory. Okay, that's just what's written in the Bible. But what's written in the Bible is the truth. That is the truth. You can't make it. If you don't believe it, you don't believe it. Don't make yourself believe it. I got to try to believe it. Pastor said this. No, you don't. If you don't believe it, don't believe it. But if you do believe it, you do believe it. Well, that's a gift. That is a gift. But he wrote it down. It's such a good offer that if somebody doesn't take it, it's okay. Let them wear themselves out. Are you hearing me? Let them. As a matter of fact, if somebody's a legalist and a kind of a God person that thinks they're real godly, so just let them work it out. Watch them. Just watch them, because sooner or later they'll be bogged down. And I'll even help them. I'll give them more laws. You want to keep the law? I'll give them more laws. How about be perfect as God is perfect? Are you? Well, I'm working on it. Oh, is that what it says? Does it say, can you find that verse? I'm working on it. That you're going to heaven because you're working on it? I'd like to hear that. I don't see it. The scripture says, be. Just do it. He's not going to come back and say, well wanted or well believed. He's going to come back and say, well done. Did you done that? Because if you didn't, you have to keep the whole law. If you keep part of the law, you didn't do it. If you just breach one little part, you don't make it. I don't know if you heard what God said. And the reason he did that was so that nobody would make it. He deliberately did that. Why did God give the law? So that nobody could keep it. Why did he say be like Jesus? Because nobody can do it. Why did he make sin exceedingly sinful? The pagans believe you shouldn't sin, but they have a low bar. But he made the bar real high. Be exactly like Jesus. Be Christ-like spirit, soul, body. Night, day, every moment of your life, even while you're in the womb, the whole thing. I was like, oh man, the minute I come out of the womb, I've already ruined the thing. You know, I'm already complaining. It's cold out here, you know. I like back in the other place, you know. So everybody that's ever been born is a complainer. They are. They're just complaining. They're always measuring everybody else. Well, you didn't do it right. But you know, you just marry people that are sinful. And Peggy's been doing better because she's sinning more because of all the sins I've done. And so she's sinning more and trying, you know, to beat herself up after she judges me. But the truth is, she knows you're not supposed to judge. With the judgment you judge, you will be judged. I always tell her these scriptures so that she can feel, you know, so she can't have any hope in herself. Drive it down. Don't you see that? Don't you see? Did you know that in the kingdom of God, we're going to sing two songs, the song of Moses over here and the song of the Lamb? Did you know it's a two-edged sword? You got both edges on this sword. The word of God has both. And this one is so important because it gives no hope to anybody. The purpose of the law is not so you do it, but so that you realize you cannot. The purpose of the law was so you would get you get the idea, I just can't do that like perfect. And then you'd be mad at God, and then you want to kill him. That's what God wanted to do. How's that working? Are you keeping that law? You know? Because otherwise you go to hell, you know? I'm trying my best not to go to hell. But you can't do it. Has anybody ever tried to be sweet and nice all the time? I'll tell you one, it's even worse. Marry someone like that. You'll hate them in no time. You know? And they'll hate you, and so on and so forth. Because you can't get along with people. That's the problem in the world today. Nobody can get along with anybody. So Hillary's nonsense. That's just nonsense. We'll all be together. You can't. We're a big village. We're the whole world's a big village. You know, we have everybody, the transvestites, everybody. Come on in, and so on and so forth. It's not going to work. How many know? You don't have to be a transvestite. I hate you anyway. You just are hateable. People are full of hate. We're just evil. Hello? It's in the Bible. All have sinned. I didn't make it up. It says that. All have sinned. We're all equally sinful. Did you know that it's not? He's worse than I am. You just judged. Now you get the judgment. You just judged. You're going to be judged. You see? You see that? Do you see that? So God doesn't want anyone to come before him. By works of the flesh, no man shall be justified. You can't do it. Because nobody has that control over themselves. Nobody has self-control. That has to be a gift of the Spirit from heaven. Self-control, human self-control, never works. Sooner or later, you'll breach. You'll break. You'll deviate. You will derogate from any law you ever try to keep. Even your own laws inside yourself, you can't even keep those. I'm going to get up for prayer at 6 o'clock every morning. Okay, you can do it. You can do it. You actually could literally do it. But what you forgot is you're proud of that. Well, by golly, my sister-in-law didn't do it. You know, I'm better than other people. I actually get up and do it. And I have a great attitude, too, toward it. But you're gonna be proud. You're going to be proud of yourself, and you know proud people go to hell, too. And then you'll be angry because God's going to send you to hell for being proud. And then you're going to be impatient because God says he's going to do something and he doesn't come through. How many know God does not come through? He's not only slow to anger, but he's also slow in answering. I mean, I'm much quicker than he is. God, if I were you, I would do this right away. You don't realize how much you could gain from this if you'll just do this right now. So we don't make good gods. How many know there's only one God? And he loves you. And he loves everybody. He loves everybody. He loves everybody. I don't care who they are and what they've done and what they've thought and what they haven't done. He loves them equally, equally. And therefore, he said he would make us into lovers who would be the same, just like him. So if you're not dead yet, that's because you haven't understood how big this promise is. He doesn't want you to be a light in the next world. He wants you to be a light on earth. You are the salt of the earth and the light of this world. And when men see your good works, they won't glorify you. They'll glorify your Father in heaven because they know you and he together did that. Not over here, you agreeing to be nice, alone, independent of God. Can't do it. He gave the law so everybody would realize they were sinful. They were wicked. They were awful. That's why you don't judge other people. I can't judge other people because I'm worse than they are or equal to them. I'm equal to them. If somebody's cold, I'm cold. If somebody's nasty, I'm nasty. Whatever. I'm just like that. I really am. And I don't want to be different. I just want God to do whatever he said he was going to do. And if he doesn't do it, I don't have anything to say. If he doesn't make me perfect, he lied. I just don't believe it. I don't believe he lied. He may be slow. He may be slow on my watch. God, I asked you last night. I fasted 4 days. It's about time for you to deliver me from this problem. How many know you have problems? Jesus promised those. In the world you have trouble. As a promise. He kept his word. In the world you have trouble. No, it's just a statement of truth. Because he knows everything. In the world you have trouble, be of good cheer. It's so hard. When I have troubles, I don't want to be of good cheer. I want to be mad and angry and frustrated and cry out to God. Come on, God, get it. Take care of it. Pay this bill. You know, get me unsick. You know, whatever. People just want to use God as like a button. You know, God, got another problem. Sorry about that. I have to need you every minute of every second. I don't even have a life anymore. I'm always asking for you to help out. I mean, just put some tape on it and leave it. Because you need God. We have the best God in the world. Is this too good to be true? Probably. But too bad. God loves me anyway. No, I tell you what. This is the truth that'll set you free. Amen? So don't just be a pew sitter. Just relax. Let God do everything he said. I like to meditate on God's word. It's even better, better, better. Every day I read it, it's even better. I tell Peggy every day, Peggy, I've got it. Listen to this. She's not interested. But, you know, well, okay, go ahead. You know, but anyway, for me, it's exciting. Peggy, this is it. There isn't happiness from any other source, only God. Trust in the Lord. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. That's interesting. Then happy not is the man that doesn't trust in the Lord. The Lord. The only Lord. No, you can't trust in Buddha. That won't make you happy. They're not happy. I don't know if you ever noticed them. They're grim. There's a grim people. Catholics the same. They're grim when they do it. You ever seen, you know, the Catholic saints and so on and so forth? They're always grim. They're always like, you know, you know, you can always tell who the ministers are in the airport or wherever you are. They're always sober looking and so on. They're not giggly and laughing and so on. That would be cheap and shallow. I'm just not going to be a minister then. Because I'm always happy. I'm always friendly. That's why I love little kids. I love little kids because they misbehave. That little kid up here, the one that's in there, that little kid, he wanted to explore. He was throwing stuff and everything. I love that. And I was egging him on, too. It was good. He's cute. And he knew he was cute. He knew he was cute. He didn't want mom to restrain him and hold him and govern him and control him. You know, he wanted to be just free to check out everybody. It's great. Little kids are just awesome. You're the same. You're exactly the same as a little child. Except you become as a little child, you will not enter the kingdom of God. In other words, try this, you'll soon realize you can't do it. Then when you realize you can't do it, you are now a candidate for God's mercy. Not only His mercy, but His power. Not only His power, but His unconditional love. God wants to give you everything today. All right, who today heard the message and said, that was God speaking to me. I'm going to be happy from now on, radiantly, just like Pastor Jim. Maybe even more. You know, I hope so. Go ahead, but I don't know if you can do it. Because I am so happy. But if you can, praise God. Because I believe we could all be equally happy as Christians, and you should be. Count it all joy when you face various troubles, trials, tribulations, testings, and so on. Count it all, not some joy, all joy. Wow. So don't you love that the world's falling apart today? There are no leaders and no rulers, and everybody's nervous and so on and so forth and confused, and we don't know if Putin's good or bad, and you know, everything. I love that. Al-Qaeda's about to chop your head off and so on. Isn't it? Count it all joy. He's just testing us to see whether we're His or not. If you're over here, you're going to fail. If you're over here, it's already over. You've already won. You've already won. The best has been saved to the last. You haven't even seen the best yet. God has reserved dessert for the last. First of all, you're going to see Israel come to Jesus. That's the first thing you're going to see. Is multitudes in Israel. Already it's happening. But you're going to see even more. And Muslims. And Buddhists. And Hindus. And so on. You're going to see it. It's no good in the millennium. It's going to happen before the millennium. Before His return. Before the Antichrist sits on the throne. We're going to see multitudes of people coming to Jesus Christ. The harvest is ripe. It's just the laborers, a few. So I need some more laborers. How many laborers do we have today who are going to be happy from now on and rejoicing and, you know, sharing the good news wherever you go and so on and so forth? It's just so easy when you got Jesus doing it.
Amen.
All right. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
It was good today.
Amen.
It was very good because it's simple. Now, you can read the whole third chapter if you want. It's all about diatheke, that covenant, one-sided, has nothing to do with you. Except you're the beneficiary of it. It has everything to do with you as beneficiary, not as worker. You don't have to work. You just take it and enjoy it. Someone says, I don't see it. You don't have to see it. Just start. If you just added up all the blessings in your life right now, they would outnumber the problems. But nobody bothers to add, you know, you're created. My gosh, that's enough right there to make you rejoice forever. Second of all, Jesus Christ died for you and saved you. What's wrong with that? That's awesome. Third of all, He gave you His own Holy Spirit. Fourth of all, He promised to marry you. Fifth of all, you have Pastor Jim. What could be better? What's wrong with you? The last one was a little add-in. That probably wasn't Jesus. I just thought I'd throw that in. Are you having a good time? God says, make the most of the time, for the days are evil. But that's when you rejoice. You don't need joy if the days are good. You need joy when the days are evil to say, this is the time to bring forth my patience, my kindness, my goodness, my faithfulness, etc. Let God do that. That's God's work. I love you all. God is good. I'm glad you are here. And I'm glad you sit close to the speaker. It's good. Get to hear the good part. All right. God is great.